you hear the sad horn, you know it is time for best of week.
Just get excited with that horn.
Hello, podcasters, and welcome to another Best of the Week, Jimmy and Nate. Jim, some of the best bits from the show, according to producer Grace.
And Jimmy, he helps sometimes too.
We did sit down for this one, Nathan.
According to everybody except me, really.
Well, you could be involved too.
Don't want to be.
Okay.
I'm about to ask you what you enjoyed. You enjoyed, let's do this instead.
Mm.
Instead of how we usually do it,
yeah.
We all go through and name something we love, Grace. Mm. And apparently, you know, Nath didn't like being involved. Let's get Nath to rank things 1 to 10 of stuff he loved to stuff he didn't love that much.
Oh, okay. No, I loved everything we did on the show this week.
Then why are you complaining?
I'm not complaining at all.
You just want to be part of the process.
Yeah, no, I don't want to be part of the process. That's what I said.
I don't know what you want.
Didn't I say I don't want to be part of it?
No, you complained, and then I said, well, you can be part of it, and you said, no, I don't want to.
Oh, sorry for complaining, guys.
That's all right.
I didn't mean to complain.
No, it's fine.
Well,
it's
maybe
fine.
I did. I don't know. I don't know, guys. You've done a great job. You always do.
I don't know if we had. We only probably spent about 5 minutes.
Yeah, hey, I even think the conversation kind of trailed off and we didn't really finish it. We just went,
it was 5 minutes longer than I spent on it. So. Yeah.
Well, all right, Nath, what do you love? From the list of 10 things we gave you from this week, what was your favourite?
Oh, my favourite would have to be the microwave.
Oh, that was what I was going
to
say.
Nath was pausing to read the list for the first time. He's like, well, it'd have to be.
Yeah, number 8. I love that because we asked the question, how do you say it, microwave or microwave, after, of course, good friend of the show, Nigella, introduced a new way of pronouncing it to the world.
I would love to have her on the show. Like, I think I could just sit down for like an hour and just listen to her voice.
She's got a beautiful voice, doesn't she?
Stunning voice.
She'd be great on radio. Nigella Lawson.
I saw someone on Twitter say she's over 60.
No way.
I'm just quickly.
I reckon she'd be 56.
I'm just doing a quick Google.
I'm going to go with what Jimmy said. I'm going to go 63.
So yeah, I saw it on a 60 years, bang on.
Wow. Oh, smack on. Congratulations.
I saw someone say that on Twitter the other day, and I was like, that can't be right. And then I never got around to fact-checking it until we started talking about it again. Mm. But there you go. She was amazing. I've got a bit of a crush on her.
Yeah,
I've got a massive crush on her.
Oh, it's not a competition.
Mine's bigger than both of yours.
I'm going to crush Grace. Well, I do too. Mine's huge. Grace, what about you? I mean, you can't pick the old microwave, microwave.
But you can. Right. You can say that if you want.
No, I just told her she can't. Why are you not listening to anything I'm saying?
I really enjoyed talking about crap rappers. People that can't rap presents. Mm. Because I am a very good rapper, if I actually take some time to do it. And I get a little bit of joy out of people not being able to do it.
You're very good at it.
Mm.
You were saying, I mean, you're here, but in that you talk about all the little bits of extra you put on your rapping.
I once did a rapping job where I...
You're still like getting hired out.
No,
do
it was just
pay
for
to
me.
Do this? You're doing yourself.
No, it was just for me. Where I wrapped
a rapping
it up in...
job, you're wrapping your own presents.
Yeah. Where I wrapped it in like brown.
That's a rapping job.
I wrapped it in like brown paper. Don't give me the horn.
Yeah,
and then I put
horn-worthy.
Like a glittery red nose on it, drew some little eyes on it, and added some brown glittery antlers. So it looked like a little reindeer if you looked at it. It was actually part of an office secret Santa, and it was supposed to be secret, but I was like, I did that one.
Yeah, because you want to let people know if you put that much effort into it.
Didn't want to be that secret.
Didn't you say you were giving it to yourself?
No.
You got yourself in Secret Santa? Sad horn.
No, I didn't.
Put your own name into that. Grace.
No, no one wanted your name.
You know what? It'd be better than most of the gifts you do get during Secret Santa.
No, that's
so
true.
Yeah, I've had some awful ones. I don't want to get into it. What did I enjoy this week? You ever watch a bad movie?
Mm.
And then, but you just enjoy the end of it because you made it all the way through. You didn't give up. And that's what I did this year with The Age Game. I didn't give up. And I made it all the way through to the end. But, Nath, round of applause for you, mate. You took it out.
Thanks, mate. I tell you what, though. We made it interesting, didn't we?
Oh, it was so close.
It could have gone either way.
It could have. And people are just going to be blown away. They're going to remember it. And, geez, it could have gone. Nath, oh, he was so good at it. It was very close.
Yeah, I do apologise to that woman as well and the age that I guessed. I hope I didn't offend her too much.
Yeah. No, it was a real guess.
Yeah. No, 100% real guess.
Real guess,
100% real guess.
Mm-hmm. You know what? Yeah. Give me the sad horn for my effort in Age Game this year.
Yeah.
No, your effort was up there. You just...
No, I don't think it was.
Really?
No.
His effort was there. He just didn't perform.
That makes it worse.
Yeah.
No, I'd rather... Well, in that case...
It's nothing worse than putting effort in and not performing. If you put no effort in and you don't perform, that's all right. You feel good.
All right, enjoy the best of the week. Please welcome our talented newsreader, Rachel.
Rach comes in because she's only one booth away.
One booth away, right away.
She comes in because she's got the good news today.
One booth away, right away.
Guys, I've got confirmation this morning that it wasn't just me who was feeling the cold. Did you guys feel it this morning? You guys freezing getting out of bed?
Yeah, I actually was. Yeah. It was chilly this morning.
It's December. It's December.
Yeah, it's very confusing.
I got out of the... because I had a shower as well, which I don't always do.
So good job.
I brushed my teeth this morning, guys.
I brushed my hair. Yeah. Oh, nice.
Sometimes I just don't have the energy to shower before work. You know what I mean? Sorry about that, girls.
It's disgusting.
I have a shower before bed, though. You know what I mean?
Maybe I'm double showerer. Yeah. That's too much.
But I don't
That's
always...
not good for your skin.
No, you're right, it isn't. And I do have great
flaky
skin,
boy.
By the way. My skin's not flaky.
Is that old snow? Is that snowflake in here?
We are getting snowfall down to 900 metres today, mate.
This is radio. No one can see me. I look good.
We're the top of the mess.
I don't need this slander. I don't need you to come in.
I should have brought a beanie.
I'm done. Done with you. Your news. I'm the biggest supporter of yours and defender, and you come in and rinse me. Me.
Oh, sorry, boys.
I moisturise every day. I have great skin.
Sorry, you go.
Breaking news this morning, guys. Jimmy moisturises.
He does.
I've got some pawpaw cream in front of me. I just put it on my lips.
Congratulations, man. Good job.
Sorry, Rachel. You go.
I got nothing.
Where's Cole? That's what she's here for.
Jim, I love giving updates on this, and I've got another one because hopes have once again been reinvigorated for finding a living Tassie tiger, a living thylacine out in the wild. This is after a rare tortoise, thought to be extinct for over 100 years, has been found, which was the Fernandia giant tortoise. It was found in the Galapagos Islands. And recently, this has meant thylacine trackers now have new inspiration, because if something that big was able to be unfound for 100 years, surely the Tassie tiger is the same.
Okay.
It's a long bow to draw, but they've got some inspo.
Just before we get to the Tassie tiger part of this, so this tortoise...
A toy-toys.
Tortoise.
A tortoise.
Is a what? What name it again?
It's a tortoise.
No. A large...
What is it? It is a Fernandia.
Yeah.
Or Fernandina giant tortoise.
So it's big.
It's a huge tortoise. Like one of those massive ones.
It says Fernandina.
Fernandina.
But it's one of those big tortoises.
One of the massive tortoises.
Okay, so
in
you're telling me for 160 years, lost one of the world's slowest animals. Mm. I don't know if you've been around tortoises. They do not move
quick. They're
not
speedy.
Yeah, they don't. If you don't walk towards them, they run away.
Yeah.
So we lost.
If you had to do Animal Olympics and the 100 metres, you wouldn't have the tortoise.
No, it'd be probably your last pick. Yeah. So one of the world's notoriously slow, I believe there's a nursery rhyme or a thing about a tortoise and a hare.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's so slow. Mm-hmm. So we lost the world's slowest animal and then throw in it's a big version.
It's massive. It's not tiny.
No,
it's not microscopic.
Tortoise.
Yeah.
And we lost that for 160 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that you can see why they've drawn the inspo from it. You know what I mean? Because they're like, if we haven't found this, surely we can find the tiger.
Don't think about finding it. Go the other way. Mm. If you can lose a slow, big turtle, or tortoise, sorry, then you could definitely lose a fast tiger.
Yeah.
That's quite small. Because they were very fast. 100%. I still believe they're out there, but they're very fast animals. So
that's why they're so inspired. They're like, you know what? It's going to be out there. So they're reinvigorated, mate, which is good.
It's good.
I mean, every now and then you just need a bit of a, this is good. I'm doing the right thing here.
Yeah, we're not crazy.
I'm the right track.
We're not crazy for thinking the tiger's still out there. If we lost the giant tortoise.
We can find
Do you think
the
they did lost it or they just didn't look for it? Like,
well, did they know that they'd lost it?
Yeah, did we send a woman out to look? Because I reckon if a bloke looked for it, like he walks out the front of his house and goes,
Did you have a boy look?
Nathan, ask now on 131060. Hobart, how do you take your bins out or how do you bring the bins in?
Mm.
This is after Nathan. I filmed the way that you take the bins down. So after the bins are out, you brought them.
I like to do two birds, one stone. I'm very savvy. So what I like to do is when I'm driving home, because we've got our hill's relatively steep. You know what I mean? I don't want to park the car.
It's a long driveway.
Yeah, it's a long driveway. And I don't want to walk all the way back up and walk down again. It's unnecessary. So what I do is I pull up next to the bin, wind my window down, hold onto the bin handle, and simply drive it down the driveway because I'm going down there anyway in my car.
Yeah, now we put this up.
Genius.
Put this up Saturday. Mm. So our bin day is Friday, so 24-hour turnaround time. That's pretty good to bring them back in. Yeah.
Sometimes it's there for weeks.
Sometimes we just walk up and put our rubbish in it. Don't really down. No, so put the video up on our Instagram account. And, mate, people go nuts. Just sliding in the DMs.
People are very passionate
about this. Some bloke just said, I live at number 2 on your street. Can you bring my bins in?
Yeah. I could. Yeah. It's very easy for me to do so.
I asked a question there. I just did a poll. Does anyone else do this? 37% of Hobart said yes, they're also doing something along those lines.
Okay.
But I'd like to know the specifics of it. Like, I mean, Nath does the hand out the window. Are there other ways to take the bin up or bring the bin back?
I know a lot of people, old next door neighbours I used to live next to, sometimes they just open the boot and put it straight in the boot of the car.
I've seen that done.
A lot of people, if you've got a tail bar or a tow bar, just attach it to that, you know what I mean, and drive it up. A lot of people often use their cars to do it.
That's the thing. I want to know what are the other methods? Like, how do you attach it to the back of your car? Yeah. Are you happy throwing the bin in your boot?
Or are you just a regular, you know, wheel it up, wheel it back? You know, you go full manual.
Do you use your legs?
Yeah, because I certainly do not. And after I figured out
you are, because you got a clutch and accelerator.
Oh, yeah, technically.
Your feet are busy.
No, I rolled down the hill, mate.
It's in neutral.
Chuck it in neutral.
All right, so Hobart, give us a call, 131060. Let us know, how do you take the bins out or how do you bring the bins back in?
We've just asked the question, 131060. How do you take your bins out? On hit, Jim.
Yeah, it's because I put up a video on our Instagram account. I didn't think much of it. I just thought it was pretty funny that you were driving down our driveway, arm hanging out the window of your car in your passenger seat. That's how we take our bin down.
Two bins, one stone, very easy to do so. And then when I'm pulling in the car park, I just let go of the bin and I've nailed it perfectly. It doesn't fall over. And that way I just drag it up to the edge of the house afterwards.
And I had a big Sunday. I was only looking at it this morning, all the replies. And people are blown away by this, Nath. Yep. You've opened up their eyes and their ears to a whole new way.
Look,
of
I just hope I can influence people's lives.
You are. You're an influencer.
Using the big stick, mate.
Some people, you know, get teeth whitening when they see a celebrity teeth whiten. Some people start driving with their bins when they see Nath.
Swipe up to see more. Use a discount code on bins. Nath, 45. Casey from Dromedary. Hey, Case, how are you?
Hi, good.
Casey, how do you take your bins out?
I ride on the quad bike and I have one hand on the bins.
That's good.
The quad bike.
And that's how you take them out and back in, Casey?
Yes.
Casey, how long is the driveway?
About 10 metres.
10 metres on a quaddy.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
Yeah. Sounds like you can do it pretty quickly, Case.
Yeah.
Do you time yourself and try and beat your effort next time?
Nah,
she's quick enough, mate. Quick enough. Thank you, Casey. All right, Gemma from Granton. Gem, how do you take your bins out?
I send the kids.
It's a good one. You got like some little foot soldiers there. You just send them out, don't you?
Yep.
Is it part of their like chores? Like, is there any reward for taking the bins out, or not? They've just got to go do it.
No, they can just do it. I pull up the top of the driveway and like, yep, grab the bins. They're empty, and they bring them down for me.
How long's your driveway, Gem? Is it a fair trot or?
Oh, it's about 20 metres, but it's a bit steep.
Yeah, it's steep, isn't it? So get the young bones to do it.
Do you get them to take the bins out too, Gemma?
Yeah, sometimes. Depends how heavy they are.
Yeah, it's true. I struggle with our bin when they're full because our driveway is quite steep as well. So
that's why we use the car, mate. Thank you. All right. Remy from Sanford. Young Remy. Hi, Remy. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Now, Remy, how old are you?
I'm 11.
You're 11 years old. And Remy, are you in charge of taking the bins out?
Yes, me and my brother Lincoln are.
Right, and how do you do it? You got a special technique?
Yes, we sit our bins from home on our skateboards. And since we have a 200-metre long driveway, we sit on the bins and ride them down the driveway.
Oh, it's genius, Remy.
So you're on the bin's on the skateboard, ride it down the driveway.
Yep.
Remy, how long have you been doing this for?
We moved in our house last December, so we do it
almost a year
regularly.
Then. Yeah. Doing a year of it. Now, would you suggest it to family and friends listening along?
I'm not sure.
You're not sure?
Have you ever fallen off?
Yes.
You have.
You didn't hurt yourself, though?
No, not badly, anyway. No.
They call me 30. They call me 24. They call me 12. They call me 73. That's not my age.
Yes, everybody has an age. This is where we challenge ourselves to guess how old certain listeners are and the official scorekeeper for the final time in 2020, Producer Grace.
Yes, I've been adding up the difference in scores each week finalising the year today with a large difference. The overall difference in scores so far is Jimmy sitting on 233 years and Nate sitting on 179. Now, it is still anyone's game.
Sorry, 233.
233, yeah. 179. Difference. Both of you were off by 4 years last year.
Difference.
So the difference for that would be...
Oh, you didn't figure that out. That's all right.
That's fine. It's around 50 years.
So I've got the calculator app, guys.
Yeah, just stand by, guys. Yeah. It's live radio.
Last one.
It is the last one. Yes.
54 years difference.
54
years. 54.
So, you know,
I need to be off by... It's not completely impossible. It's,
if I get it bang on, you need to be 55. Would that be right? Yeah.
Yeah, I need to be really, really far off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Could happen. Probably won't.
Probably won't.
No, probably won't. But I mean, if you're a good friend, you'd...
Yeah. Just at least make it close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not saying throw it.
I'm not going to throw it.
I'm not saying guess 55 years difference, but maybe 35.
Yeah. Just to make it a little bit less.
As your best friend and co-host, when people look back in 20 years, they go, geez, Jim was close.
Yeah. Remember, it went down to the wire. Let's make it interesting radio, you know. Let's put it down to the last one.
So when people, they'll Google it. They'll go on Wikipedia and it'll be like age game 2020. they don't remember the specific. They'll just look at the end score and go, oh, geez, Jim gave it a red hot crack, didn't he? It was so close.
Down the 80th minute, didn't it?
Yeah, it really did.
Now, producer Graves,
you still get the win. Yeah. No one's going to argue. I'll get the W. Nathan Roy, yeah, exactly. W. But they'll go, it's close,
guy. Now, producer Grace.
Because if anything, if you win by too much, it discredits you. Because it's like, well, anyone could have beat Jim. But if I'm close, it's
you know what I mean?
If you look back at the history of...
It was competitive. People know it's competitive.
If you look back at a sport game from 100 years ago and you saw one team won by 100, you go... Oh, well, that wasn't a very fun game.
Wasn't even a competition.
No.
No, absolutely.
So, again, this just reflects. Think about you, mate. Think about how you want to be remembered in the annals of history.
Well, we'll find out. I don't think that's the word. Producer Grace, we did task you with coming up with the age game trophy.
Yes.
Is this something that you've done?
Yes, it's outside.
Okay.
I'll get it.
Do we want to? We don't need a seat now. We can see next.
You know, like I said, anyone's game. So, I'll announce the winner. Next.
All right, 13 10 60. We know how this works, Hobart. Jump on the phones right now. Let us guess your age for the final time in 2020. Let's meet.
You can't lose.
Our final contestant. Well, I can. Our final contestant for 2020 from Lachlan. Hello, Joanne. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
We're going all right, Joanne.
Yeah, Joanne. Yeah. I've been better. I'm about to play this game, even though there's probably no way for me to win. Joanne, what are you up to this morning?
Just finished work.
Finished work. What do you do for work?
I'm a support worker.
Support worker.
Okay. Joanne, are you married?
Yes.
You are. You got any kids, Joanne?
I have three.
Three kids. Okay.
Who's your favourite, Joanne?
I have no favourite.
Yeah, no, good answer.
Spoken like a true mother.
All the same.
Joanne, are they still in school? They left school?
Left school.
Okay. Left school. You seen them all for Christmas?
Two. Only two. The other one lives in the mainland.
Okay. Have you got many Christmas plans, Joanne?
No, just having family at home.
Okay.
So I know you said you didn't have a favourite, Joanne, but I'm guessing the least favourite's the one that moved to the mainland?
No.
I can feel you winking through the phone, no, that's Joanne. Right.
Yeah. Come on, come back home.
Joanne, no. What do you like to do on your weekends?
Spend time with my children.
Except the one in the mainland.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be a bit hard, wouldn't it? Fly back and forward. Have you had a coronavirus? Time with kids. Joanne, you got a favourite artist, favourite musician, favourite song?
Pink.
Pink.
Pink,
yeah. Pink. Right. Favourite food, Joanne?
Chinese.
Oh, I love some Chinese. How good some prawn crackers, Joanne?
Don't mind a cracker every now and again.
What about some sizzling steak?
No. No,
I'm staying. All right, well, we've nailed your two favourites, haven't we?
Yeah, I like Chinese, but we're ordering different things. All right, okay. Joanne, stay there.
All right, stay there. We're going to figure out your age, Joanne.
All right, Nath, we've got Joanne for the final time in 2020, the last age game of the year. We've got Joanne from Lachlan. She has just finished work. She's a support worker. She's married with three kids. They have all left school. Two of them live here. One of them lives on the mainland. So she'll only be seeing two of them this Christmas. She loves to spend time with the kids as well on the weekend. She loves listening to some Pink. She loves eating Chinese, but not prawn crackers or any sizzling steak. What?
No. I've got my guess ready.
Okay. You've gone, but remember, like I said.
I remember what you said.
Yeah. So you want to go...
Yeah.
Well over.
Or
I just had a light bulb moment. What is it called? Epiphanies.
Mm.
Yeah. I could guess
you can get
zero.
For that. Too many
zero.
Epiphanies.
I could guess zero.
You could get zero.
Because then you'd win by a lot and everyone would go, oh, geez, that wasn't a... You know what I mean?
Yeah, but
make
I'd
you look
win.
Bad.
Yeah. I thought I'm helping you.
I can't.
Don't throw your own advice.
I'm in my own head. I'm thinking too much about this.
I'm trying to help you.
Okay, I've written something.
All right, you've gone yours?
Yeah.
Okay. What have you gone?
I've gone 41.
Okay, I've gone 79. Joanne, welcome back. Joanne, I just want you to know that this isn't a true reflection of our conversation with you. I'm trying to make
the score look good.
I'm trying to make it look
good. Yeah, you're trying to make it look good for yourself, aren't you?
So, Joanne, Nath has locked in 79 years. Jimmy has locked in 41. Are either of those ages correct?
No.
No, they're not.
No.
How old are you, Joanne?
I'm 55.
Jim, you were closer.
Yeah. Still wasn't that close, was I?
Well done. All right. Okay, here we go. Producer Grace. Joanne, thank you very much for playing our final age game.
Yeah, round of applause for Joanne.
Well done, Joanne.
Thanks, Joanne.
But you know what? It's now time.
So let me just do some quick math.
Go ahead.
So, Nath.
Oh, I have it. Hang on.
Oh, why did you bring that in the studio?
She's decided to bring in the cardboard trophy that she's made, but not this final score.
Final score.
So the final difference is, with a difference of 247 years, Jimmy, and with a difference of 203 years, the winner...
Oh, it was close.
This year's age game is... Nathan Roy!
Thank you. Thank you, guys. Oh, look at this. She's made a fantastic trophy. It's adorned in glitter. It says, Jimmy and Ace Age Game 2020 winner, Nathan Roy.
Look... Again, we'll actually upload something on the Instagram shortly at Jimmy Nath, so you can see the what Grace has gone to the effort of making.
Absolutely.
What do you mean? I didn't make it. I bought it.
I just want to say
no,
though,
I made it.
Yeah, I was about to say, you've done a very good job.
I just want to say that, though, clearly printed out on the trophy is Nathan Roy.
Yeah.
Just feels like that wasn't done just then. I mean,
no, it was actually. I had both. No, it was.
Yeah, it just feels like maybe this was rigged. You know,
it wasn't rigged. It just.
Oh, you reckon she knew the winner?
Yeah.
No, it was. It was like like the Super Bowl. You know, they print shirts for both winners, and then they just throw it. So your trophy's actually sitting outside in the bin.
Yeah. Bring it in.
Jimmy and Nath Hobart's hit 100.9 Wednesday morning, 17 minutes past six.
That's 21. That song's very triggering for me, Nath. Oh, I don't think I've ever shared this story. This is actually, Producer Grace, you'll enjoy the story. You can come in and take part of it. I went on a ski trip once when I was at school. Very lucky enough to go on it. Yeah, because my school didn't do a lot of things, but I met some girls on the slopes as well from a different school, and I had a bit of a crush. Wasn't the ladies' man I am now back then. And I was hanging out with them. You know, when you go up, there's like the... It seemed like a 12-person lift. It probably wasn't that big.
What, a chairlift?
Yeah, like the big one, main one.
Like a 6-person chairlift.
Yeah.
The gondola lift.
Yeah,
like gondola.
The big sort of thing. So there was me and like these two girls, and they asked me to get the next one.
Oh, and what does that have to do with the Pussycat Dolls?
So then they got on it. So there was room for 6 people at least, maybe 8, maybe 12. I remember there were a lot of empty seats. But they're like, do you mind just getting the next one? And so I went, okay. So then I'm... Sad. And then the people behind me were like, oh, no, we're a family. So then the guy's like, oh, you could just go by yourself, mate. So I'm by myself on this lift. These two girls are in front of me singing Don't You by the Pussycat Dolls.
Oh, they just wanted some time to have a jam.
Yeah.
I'll be honest, I thought this was a happy story.
No, it wasn't at all.
So did you get on a lift?
No, they skied off and I never saw them again. But because it was a very long lift and they sung the whole song. They even did the Busta Rhymes bit. And I'm just like...
Did you get on a gondola by yourself, though, on one of the chairlifts?
I don't know. I wouldn't call it a gondola. It was just a seat.
Chairlift.
Were you on one just by yourself?
By myself,
on
yeah.
a 6-person lift.
While they sung the whole Don't You by the Pussycat Dolls. Yeah, and there was a family behind me.
You know, it sounds like you dodged a bullet, to be honest.
Yeah, no. I wonder what they're doing now, you know what I mean? Are they retelling this story?
Did you have a good ski down the mountain when you got to the turf ball?
I think I actually was following them. I had no skiing ability whatsoever, so... I think I knocked myself out on the way back down to me, yeah.
This sounds like a Grace story, by the way.
That's why I got Grace in. Like, the Grace is like, yeah, we'll see Grace. Yeah. I got sad stories too.
Halsey, you should be sad, Jim. I'm here. Good morning. Halsey, Hobart's hit 100.9. Any sad stories about that one, Jim?
No, it's funny. That story, well, it's because of what you got a memory of.
You're wakeboarding in New Zealand.
Like the Don't You story, I have a very sad story. And I hear that song and I go, oh. But then Halsey, any Halsey song I hear, I remember meeting her.
Great story.
She's the most lovely. So that song's like, you should be sad. And I'm just sitting here with a smile and going,
because
I love Halsey.
Because she gave my nanny a hug and everything.
Oh, she was beautiful. So lovely, wasn't she?
Jim, a list has come out of the top purchase items in 2020. This is in Australia, of course, during a year riddled with coronavirus and a pandemic. Huge changes came in the at-home lifestyle sector, of course, with a lot of people being at home, as well as the office and exercise items. What I thought, I've got, there's heaps here, but I've got the top 12. Just rattle off a few things that you think a lot of people would have been buying this year.
Oh, masks?
Yep, masks is on there.
100%. Hand sanitizer?
Hand sanitizer is on there.
Toilet paper?
Toilet paper is on there. There's a few random things that you wouldn't think of.
Like maybe work at home stuff?
Yeah,
like
office stuff.
Office stuff?
Yep.
Desks?
Desks, yeah, desks. All in there. Mm-hmm.
It's probably, work at home, like gym equipment, like gym mats.
Exercise stuff, gear, all in there, yeah. Well, they're all the main ones. They're all the ones that I thought you would guess. But also on there, air fryers.
No, you know,
huge increase in air fryers.
If you gave me more time, I probably would have got it.
Oh, we don't have heaps of time. So smart home products.
What's that?
So like a Google Home.
Oh, yeah.
That kind
You know what? I'll be honest. I'm not really into them.
No, nor am I.
Yeah.
My girlfriend Meg just got one. I'm not into them at all.
I don't think
you need one.
No.
I
don't want to ask things. I don't know, I'm fine.
I'm
fine
to talk to you. I don't need to talk to a little
You and me thing. Can figure out life's mysteries. Yeah. We don't need to Google stuff.
I'll just go, Jimmy, play me music.
Like, ask me how many people can stand together on the top of Mount Everest.
How many people can stand together on the top of Mount Everest?
Well, that'd be six, Nath.
Why do I need to Google home, mate? Got you.
Yeah.
Sewing machines. Sewing machines is up there. I suppose at home kind of little activities. Arts and crafts projects. Toys and board games.
Board games are one I should have guessed.
Yeah.
Remember when Ellen DeGeneres would upload her videos of her just doing board games?
Yeah, and these long stories, and she looks so sad and disheveled.
Yeah, it's
like she'd
been at a ski field and
been left by
two
somebody.
Girls and left her behind. Don't or she you, was just Ellen? Being mean to her employees.
Yeah. Maybe she just realised.
She knew the truth was coming out.
She has a little bit of a...
Yeah. What was the strangest thing on the list?
Sewing machines was up there for me. Pasta and bread makers. A lot of people got into baking.
I knew
baking
a lot of
bread.
People got into baking.
They're all streaming services. But they're all
They're all stuff you can do at home.
They're all stuff you can do at home, and it kind of all makes sense. Like, if anything, the multi...
I still don't get the toilet paper being on the list.
No.
It's not like people going to the bathroom more.
No, they're not. Well, this was the whole thing when started buying toilet paper.
Remember that?
Yeah.
This year, when we look back on it, it's going to be the craziest year. In 20 years' time, 2020, remember people just stopped. You couldn't go to the shop. We're going to be telling our kids, we couldn't go to the shops and buy toilet paper. They're like, all right, Grandpa.
Whatever, Grandpa. Tell us a story about the snow trip again. We're doing it.
Nath, it is one of my favourite things we do on the show. Producer Grace joins us in the studio for Ask Jimmy and Nath Anything. How it works is, how about you ask us the questions and Nath and I attempt to answer them.
All right, first question, bit of a tricky one, comes from @MistyP838, Christmas pudding or pavlova?
I don't like Christmas pudding at all.
Nath, I'm with you.
Yeah, I'm not into it. Not into it. Pavlova I like, but I also don't love pavlova.
I mean, if given the choice, I'd eat pavlova.
Yeah, but I'm just Christmas desserts.
Yeah. Overrated.
Yeah.
Can we say it?
I agree with you.
Yep.
Actually, you know what? Most Christmas food, overrated.
Whoa.
Unless you're going like seafood.
Okay, it depends on, because I consider seafood Christmas food, but seafood's also...
No. Christmas food, Christmas lunch, love all of it. Desserts, no.
Rumbles, good.
Rumbles are good. Mince pies, Nanny Lynn's mince pies.
Can I also another one? If we're here, if we're just going to be here right now.
Oh, well, we're here, mate.
Christmas crackers? Overrated.
Yeah. What do? You have a little sad little paper crown, mostly doesn't fit your head.
Yeah,
or
and then
it's too
it rips.
Big.
And then you get what, like a pencil sharpener?
I like the paper crown. Then Christmassy.
Sorry, Nate.
Sorry, mate.
Right. No Christmas crackers for the end of the year for you guys, isn't it?
No, because you pull them, and then someone always get like it doesn't pop properly.
Yeah, because you. I know the technique. Oh, you got to hold it a little bit, and then you'd get. Oh, mate, at the end of Christmas lunch, I'm wearing three or four hats.
Yeah, and you know what? You're the guy that walks around the table and picks up all the jokes. Have you heard him?
Guys, why is the golfer wearing two pairs of socks in case he gets a hole in one?
It's a classic.
All right, question number two. This one comes from @Kev_Goodall. Can we start slipping 5 golden rings into conversation yet?
Why did you pause at the wrong time? What are we slipping in where?
Do you have to sing it or can you just say it?
Well,
you
know? He's added a whole
five
lot of...
5 golden... See, it's very jarring if you start singing it.
I don't know of any conversations where you could slip it in. Sorry.
Hannah Partridge.
Now, I think that is a throwback to something we did on the show. We were saying this time of year you can just start saying 5 golden rings.
Mm, yeah.
Because no one knows any of the others.
Yeah, it's so right. It's the main one.
I reckon I could name most of them.
Okay, go.
Okay. 12 ladies dancing, 10...
Well, you've just forgotten how numbers work.
Yeah, you missed 11, and this then 10 you pause.
This is basic numeracy.
11 drummers drumming, 10 maids are milking, 7 swans are swimming, 6 geese are laying, 5 golden rings, 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
Well done.
I missed a few numbers in there, but we got the rings.
Well, more than us. We know 5 golden rings and a partridge in a pear tree. That's it.
Oh, we're still going. Sorry.
Sorry, mate. Just because you did all the numbers.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll end it here. Yeah.
All right. Last question comes from @Irishal something. Are you two secretly in love or is it just for fun?
It's not secret, mate.
No.
Not secret at all.
I haven't kissed you in the mouth in a while.
Get over here. Come on. Come on.
I'm not kissing you in the mouth. Why not? I will say that. Look, that is one question.
Come in.
No, I've told you, mate. I don't kiss you anymore.
Why? I've shaved the mow off.
You kissed me.
You didn't like the tickle.
People actually ask if you and I are in love or if you and Grace are in love.
Right, it's Grace, always you come and over here. Oh, give me a summary, Grace. What do you got for me?
Oh, there's a lot happening. Desserts. No. Christmas desserts overrated.
Play the song.
Nailed it. It's here. Good morning. Jim, we are in the season. The season of Christmas present buying and Christmas present wrapping. Now, a mum has just gone viral online for sharing her tips and tricks for Christmas wrapping like a professional. She said there's a five-step process that she follows. This could be useful for you and I because I am a crap wrapper, or a crapper. As they call it in the business.
That's right, mate. I can confess I'm a crapper too.
Yeah.
I'm one of the crappest rappers out there.
So bad. If given the choice, I'll always go a gift bag. Go a gift bag or even the bag that the present was bought from.
Yeah, you know? No, I won't do that.
Sometimes I might.
I do.
Oh, you bought this from Maya? It's coming in a Maya bag. Bit of tape around it.
Someone went to Woolworths earlier. It's a nice little green... reusable bag. No, I do love a gift bag because, you can just pop your prezi in there and whack it under a tree.
So easy.
I never told you this, but one Christmas, I've always been a really bad rapper, a crap rapper, and I watched a YouTube video.
Mm, well, that's what this woman's been doing, YouTube videos.
Didn't help me.
Didn't help at all. So is it going to help bother?
Sometimes you can see things, but then you doing them are different.
Absolutely.
Like, I watch... cricket every year. We're about to watch Cricket Thursday. It doesn't mean I could play for Australia.
Absolutely.
But I watch a lot of it.
I listen to radio. It doesn't mean I'm good at radio. You know what I mean? So do I bother going through these 5 steps then? Because I agree.
No, because someone out there may... Like, you need to have the skill is what I'm saying.
All right. Well, she says, to rap like a pro... the steps you need to follow are this. So measure the paper first so it covers the top of the gift, halfway up the bottom and across the sides. Push the sides inwards to create those two little triangles. You know,
do
those neat triangles.
I've done everything so far. Keep going.
Fold the triangles inwards and repeat on the other side.
I do that!
You've done that too?
And it looks ugh!
Fold the second triangles over the first set. So she says instead of making one triangle on each side, make two.
Yeah, so I make two triangles on the side, and then fold them back in towards the present.
And then do you secure at the base of the present?
Yeah, at the bottom, and then you tape it.
Yeah, there's no helping you.
No, I don't know what it is.
No, and I'm the same. I looked at this, and I was like, you know what, maybe this will improve me. Nah.
No.
Because I try that. I try that.
Every year. And then I use, I end up, if I give someone a gift, it's impossible to open because I need to put so much sticky tape on it just to hold it together.
There was a period when I was living near where my mum was, I would go and just give her the presents that I bought for other people and ask if she could wrap them. Because she's a very good rapper. Yeah. I feel like, Producer Grace, you'd be a very good present rapper.
I'm a fantastic rapper.
Yeah, and I bet you would be.
If I have time, I love to give it like a theme, like turn it into a reindeer or add some fresh botanicals or something.
Oh, wow, I just...
Unfortunately, we're asking really crap rapping Grace, so Nathan, if you could just pull Grace's
sometimes I'm just like, shut up.
You know what? Grace is also the person to be at a party and you're just having drinks and she goes, it'll be silent. Like, you know those awkward pauses? Yeah. And Grace would go, do you know I'm really good at wrapping presents?
Yeah, Grace, just so you know, your present's coming in a Meyer bag.
Oh, you're actually going to get one?
Absolutely not. We tell jokes on the show, mate. That was one of them, wasn't it?
We agreed we'd take it to like a nice dinner.
Yeah, we did yesterday. Argue.
No.
All right, 301060, jump with the phones right now. Are you like Jimmy and I? Are you a crap rapper? Are you a crapper? Jim, we know tis the season at the moment. Of course, a lot of people thinking about buying Christmas gifts, but also wrapping them, which is something that you and I dread and also suck at.
Yeah, no, I don't dread it anymore. I just know I suck at it. Mm. And I just feel sorry for people who get presents from me because I don't put any time in it.
See, the thing is, I do try and put time in it, and every year I disappoint myself. And it's almost, my wrapping is so bad, sometimes it can just ruin the allure of the present.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I put so much sticky tape on it because I need to hold the paper together. So then when I give it to someone, it's impossible to open because it's just sticky tape, sticky tape, sticky tape.
Yeah.
There's no point in actually me buying you any nice gift wrapping paper because I could just put sticky tape all over the thing and it's...
You know what? Let's just stop buying presents full stop.
No, you're right, mate. You know what? Everyone's getting cash this year.
Yeah.
Cash, cash, cash.
I'll transfer it. Send me a BSB. All right. Let's talk to some crap rappers or some crappers. Lisa from Gunnawkee. Lisa, are you a crap rapper?
I am an atrocity when it comes to rapping.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's a compliment.
That's a compliment.
It's too much.
Lisa, do you even though you know you're bad, you're confident that you're bad, do you still try every year?
Oh, no, I outsource.
You outsource?
Oh, who wraps your presents?
One of my co-workers. Or my bestie.
Okay, your co-workers or your bestie?
I love this. Yeah. You're smart, Lisa. Nathan
this
and I have
is
yet
good.
To. The problem is, Lisa, Nathan and I are co-workers and besties, and we both suck, so we can't help each other.
Sean from Bellarive. Sean, are you a crap rapper, mate?
I'm the crappest.
Yeah, you're the crappest.
The crappest of rappers.
And what about you? What about you, Sean? Do you, even though you know you suck, do you still try every year and put yourself through the pain?
No, there's no point trying. I collect all the gift bags from other people's birthdays through the year and use them.
It's genius,
yeah,
mate.
You're
it's
smart,
absolutely
Sean.
Genius.
Sean, have you ever tried to like get any better at it, or you've just accepted that you're rubbish?
No. Why try?
Write that down as a quote. Sean from Bellarive. Why even try?
He's right.
All right. Jessica from Gunnawkee, are you a crap rapper or a crapper like Jimmy and I?
I said that I was definitely a crapper.
Yeah, you're a crapper.
Mm. I am a crapper.
Have you tried, Jess, to get better or learn?
I have tried, but I do every year now take my gifts into Centrepoint and make a donation and get them to wrap them all for me.
Oh, it's a good idea. There's services available.
Yeah, you donate and they wrap the presents for you.
And then, okay, Jess, when you do that and then you give the presents to the people that they're for, do you claim the wrapping yourself or do you say that you outsourced?
No one really asked because I've kind of always done it.
It's smart.
I think I'm good.
Yeah, so as far as people know, Jess, you're a good rapper.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm a secret crapper.
A secret rapper. People get arrested for that, so just be...
Secret crapper. Good.
All right.
Our listeners are on fire today.
Yeah, this is good.
Well, round of applause for Hobart.
Yeah, lifting the game because
Lisa,
we're...
Lisa, Sean, Jess.
We're not on our game,
no,
so we
no
need this.
No pressure on Aaron from Bellarive.
All right, Aaron, you've been put last. Aaron from Bellarive wrapping things up for us. See what I did? I am on. Aaron, are you a crap rapper or a crapper?
Oh, I'm definitely a crapper, mate. Definitely.
That's what I'm talking about,
Yeah, no, I like that.
Do you get nervous around this time of year when you're buying presents and you're trying to wrap, or do you just not even bother?
I do try. I wrap it all up and I put it underneath the tree, and then 2 days later, it magically appears perfect. I don't know how it happens.
So you're saying someone else is taking the presents from under the tree and rewrapping?
Well, yeah. This is the second year, and I don't know who does it. But I don't know if it's my mother or I've got no idea.
Do you live with your mother, Aaron?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
I mean. It's probably her. Yeah.
Nate, there was something I stumbled across yesterday on Twitter during the show, actually. Mm. I actually paid very little attention during the show, and I apologise to both
we know.
Yourself and producer Grace.
No, it's fine.
I just think that's part of who I am, you know what I mean?
Yeah, love it or hate it.
Anyway, I got Grace in to apologise. Sorry, Grace, for not paying attention. But I showed you this. Now, look, it is on our Instagram story, and if you please get a chance to watch this, because we're about to play the audio, but there is something as well in watching it. So Nigella Lawson, very famous chef. She was talking about cooking something on one of her recent shows, and she said this.
But I still need a bit of milk, full fat, which I've warmed in the microwave.
What? So now the word she was going for there was microwave, but let's have a listen, Nath.
Microwave. Microwave. Microwave.
Microwave.
Yep.
Yeah.
Microwave.
Microwave.
Microwave is what she's gone with.
Now, I want to ask on 131060, just maybe in case I've got it wrong, Hobart, how do you say it? Do you say microwave or microwave?
Yeah. Now, I don't want you to call if you've just changed because you've heard Nigella Lawson say microwave.
I'm also happy for that.
Yeah, because I know, Grace, yesterday you said you're now going to call it microwave.
I've now come to realise that I have been pronouncing microwave wrong.
Okay.
And I have rectified my ways.
And so you now call
it? Now call it microwave.
Microwave.
Okay.
What about you, Nate?
I'm going with the classic microwave. That's what I'm going to go with because even if I did choose to go with microwave, I'll just forget.
No, and, I have not said the M word since yesterday.
Yeah, don't say the M word on this
show,
mate.
I've only said microwave.
So, Nath, you're in the microwave camp.
I'm going to go with microwave, yeah.
Grace is in the microwave camp.
Mm-hmm. Where are you sitting, big guy?
I'm still not sure. I mean, maybe I have been getting it wrong. Maybe microwave wasn't right, and maybe now I am microwave. Maybe I need Hobart's help. I mean, you two seem pretty firm in your decisions.
I'm going to stick on microwave. Grace is very confidently going with microwave. So you're saying you might need a little bit of help before you make your decision.
Yeah. So Hobart, give us a call. 131060. How do you say it? Is it microwave or microwave? Now Nigella Lawson has come out and she did say she knows it's not. She said in a tweet, "Well, I do say it like that, but not because I think that's how it actually is pronounced." Then she wrote another one, said, "This is how I want to say it." Then sent another tweet this morning that says, "Can this be the end of it now?"
She's sick of it.
She started it, mate, because we're doing it on Hobart Radio, Nigella.
What do you think was going to happen if you said microwave?
You're Nigella Lawson. If you say that, mate, people are going to start doing it. All right, 131060, give us a call right now. How do you say it? Do you say microwave? Do you say microwave?
I'm willing to accept something else. If you've got a third option.
Well, if you've got another option, give us a call. 131060, how do you say it? And also, if you give us a call, how's this for a link to Nigella Lawson and cooking? A cheesecake, a voucher to spend at the Cheesecake Shop. Of course, deliciousness brought to you by the Cheesecake Shop, Main Road, Glenorchy. Perfect for anything at Christmas.
I believe
as well.
In that video we were playing, she was making a cake.
She was making mashed potatoes.
Grace, just go with it, mate.
I knew it was mashed potatoes.
Did you see what he was doing?
Did you know?
I'm so sorry.
Jesus.
Mate, the perfect link. I'm like, I think she was
making
a cake.
You know what? You're done. Go answer the phones. I saw what Jimmy was trying to do.
We invite you in the,
This is commercial radio, Grace.
That's mashed potatoes.
What are you doing in the studio, producer Grace?
Oh, actually, no, we banned you after
mashed potato incident.
I'll leave.
No, stay in here. Just all right. If Jimmy says something, just go with it, all right?
I can't just go with everything Jimmy says on this show. There needs to be some integrity.
No, you're right. She can't do everything I
no,
ask.
No, that's true. Yeah, don't mess with that. And also outside of the show. No, 131060, we just asked microwave or...
Microwave.
Yes, this is after Nigella Lawson in a new show was talking about using the...
Microwave.
To cook... What was she cooking, Grace?
Mashed potatoes.
That was your opportunity. That was your chance to redeem
that
yourself.
Gave you, and you know.
She was cooking a cheesecake, obviously, which is why we're giving away a voucher to the Cheesecake Shop in Glenorchy. Isn't that right, Grace?
Yeah.
No, it's not right.
No, we reached out to the mashed potato shop of Glenorchy.
Prady's is called. All right, Joe from Lachlan. Hey, Joe, how are you?
I'm good, thanks, guys. How are you?
Going all right, Joe. How do you say it? Microwave, microwave, or something else?
Microwave.
Microwave, yeah.
Joe, have you heard anyone say the microwave?
No, not until this morning, listening to you guys.
Joe, would you consider changing to microwave, or are you steadfast to microwave?
No, stick with microwave.
Okay. Third and final question, Joe. What do you think Nigella was cooking?
I don't even know that.
I've got
no idea who she is.
Yeah, no, that's so true. Yeah.
Can you name it?
Oh, Grace. Now you pipe up, do you? Oh.
I know.
You know what? Well done, Joe. Thanks, Joe. Sam from Glenorchy. G'day, Sam. How are you?
Yeah, living the dream.
Living the dream day in, day
good
out.
Good to hear, Sam.
That's yeah, what we're after, Sam. Sam, microwave, microwave, something else?
Microwave, or just say give it as that. I think that's the most Australian way.
Oh, give it as that. So right. That's so true.
Yeah, just give it as that.
Give it as that.
In the microwave.
Why is it every... Sam, I'm
Sam,
sorry.
Sam, can you talk to Grace for us, please?
Yeah.
I think she just needs a poor heading.
True.
That's why we get Sam on.
Yeah, we need to put her and give her a zap or something. I mean, all right, thank you, Sam. Sarah from Sandy Bay. Hey, Sarah.
Hi.
Sarah, microwave, microwave, something else.
Oh, my 15-year-old informed me that it's called microwave after the microelectric current, which is a pattern of a wave that uses to cook the food.
So that's where the name comes from, what it does.
The microelectric current, which is a wave.
Wow, okay. Well, there you go. There's an interesting fact. Now, I know that's where it's come from, but Sarah, are you steadfast on microwave, or would you consider
going... Do you argue with a teenager?
No, you don't. You're so right.
You don't. Evidently, you also don't argue with a Grace.
Nath, we were just talking about how sometimes on the show we have things prepared, sometimes we don't. Sometimes the three of us, you, myself, and Producer Grace, we talk during the songs, and then we go, oh, we should tell that story. Well, just earlier on the show, Producer Grace, who hates sports, it's not a secret.
No.
She said to us, she goes, guys, I've got a story about the cricket.
Yeah, I love the cricket. No, I don't. But apparently it was great, so that's great. But obviously...
There's a story. Let's go to news.
You're late on it.
No, so the Hobart Hurricanes played last night, correct?
Yes, they did, Grace. Hang on. There you go. Sports.
Last night, I was hopping into bed with my partner and she goes, Grace, you won't believe this. My mum has just sent us a text and she said, Grace, Diana, I heard that there are hurricanes in Hobart. Just wanted to check that you guys are okay.
The apple does not fall far from the tree.
So it was your mother?
Diana's mum. Okay. Yes.
So this is Diana's mum worried about
very
the hurricanes.
Worried that there were hurricanes in Hobart and that we had to batten down the hatches.
Tie down the tramp.
Yeah. Tie down the tramp.
Peter Hanskin's in town.
Yes.
I don't get that. That's all right.
Jimmy does. That's
right. Yeah, look, it wasn't your best work. But
I was pretty happy with it, yeah.
So we had to reassure her that we're fine. The weather is regular. There are no hurricanes, other than obviously the cricket stars that are here at the moment.
Mm. And careful saying cricket stars. It's a completely different team.
There's the Melbourne Stars. That's
a
team.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't care about that. I'm sorry.
Just some love notes.
Just let you know.
Just love notes, mate.
Experts. Yeah. Is there the Sydney experts?
No, Sydney Sixers and Sydney Thunder. So the Thunder could be here. Mm. Just I'm going to give you some other weather-related cricket teams.
Yeah.
Yep. Just for Diana's mum, okay, so you can let her know.
Mm.
So there's the Brisbane Heat.
Yep.
Yeah. It's hot in Hobart. Yeah.
Well, not at the moment.
No, it's not at the moment.
Because we've got hurricanes.
As I said, the Sydney Thunder.
Yeah.
So just, she might see Thunder in Hobart.
Yeah. Mm. Yep.
Heat in Hobart.
Yeah.
The Perth Scorchers.
Yeah.
Well, Scorcher in Hobart.
Ooh, scorching in Hobart, yeah.
Now that I think about it, very close to the Brisbane Heat. Probably could have got a different day.
Yeah. I know they're very far away from each other, but.
Do they ever compete? It's just, ooh, hot.
They do play each other.
I mean, they all, they all compete.
They play each other.
It's an Australian competition. Yeah.
I think that is all the weather-related teams, because there's the Adelaide Strikers.
Well, there's the Suns.
No, it's a different sport.
It's a
different sport, yeah. So there's the Strikers in Adelaide, but that's not weather.
Well, Lightning Strikes.
Oh, okay, no, you're right there.
I'll give you that.
Give you that. Give her a ding.
Yeah, you can have a ding for that.
Yeah, the Sydney Sixers, who we played last night.
Oh, Sixers in Hobart.
And the Melbourne Renegades.
Yep. Okay, yeah. Not weather related.
No. Now, did you reassure Diana's mum that...
I think she actually just went, I'll deal with that in the morning.
So she could think that...
She knows we're fine.
Does she?
I don't know.
I'm confused whether it was Diana going, I'll text mum back in the morning, or Diana's mum getting the message that, no, it's a cricket team. Diana's mum goes, I'll deal with that in the morning. Yes, Nath, it's time to find... I'm just tired.
Mate, you've been outside parking. You're about to go and park again. You didn't get home till 12 a.m. last night.
We'll chat about it later with Amy Park, but my confidence is rocked. I ran over two cones, so it's time to find our caller of the week.
An everyday person who answered the call and and stood above the rest
by saying something outrageous on the radio.
It's Jimmy and Nate's Caller of the Week!
Yes, it's time to find our cow, our Caller of the Week. Special shout out to producer Grace and our audio guy, Matthew David, MP3, for putting this one together. I had absolutely nothing to do with it. So let's find out this week's nominees.
With Christmas just around the corner, Jimmy and Nate explored the world of wrapping presents. And as far as topics go, it couldn't get any crapper.
I am a crap rapper. Crap rapper. Or a crapper, as they call it in the business.
That's right, mate. I'm a crapper too. One of the crappest rappers out there.
I'm crapping to the
beat. Like producer Grace, you'd be a very good present rapper.
I'm a fantastic rapper.
Yeah, and I bet you would.
If I have time, I love to give it like a theme, like turn it into a reindeer or add some fresh botanicals.
Let's rock!
Add some fresh botanicals.
Everybody go!
Add some fresh botanicals. Add some fresh botanicals.
Unfortunately, we're asking really crap rapping Grace, so Nathan, if you could just pull Grace's
sometimes
mic down.
I'm just like, shut up. Jessica from Glenorchy, are you a crap rapper or a crapper like Jimmy and I?
I said that I was definitely a crapper.
Yeah, you're a crapper.
Mm. I am a crapper.
Have you tried, Jess, to get better or learn?
I have tried, but I do every year now take my gifts into Centrepoint and make a donation and get them to wrap them all for me.
Oh, it's a good idea. There's services available.
Yeah, you donate and they wrap the presents for you.
And then, okay, Jess, when you give the presents to the people that they're for, what, do you claim the wrapping yourself or do you say that you outsourced?
No one really asks because I've kind of always done it.
That's smart.
I think I'm good.
Yeah, so as far as people know, Jess, you're a good rapper.
Yep, I'm a secret rapper.
A secret rapper. People get arrested for that, so just...
I'm crapping to the beat.
After Jimmy sprung Nate driving the empty bin back from the curb to the house, he decided to ask Hobart,
how do you take the bins out or how do you bring the bins back in?
I've been thinking about bins.
Remy from Sanford. Remy, are you in charge of taking the bins out?
Yes, me and my brother Lincoln are.
Right, and how do you do it? You got a special technique?
Yes. We sit our bins from home on our skateboards.
Mm.
And since we have a 200 metre long driveway, we sit on the bins and ride them down the driveway.
Oh, it's genius, Remy.
So you're on the bin, bins on the skateboard, ride it down the driveway.
Yep.
Remy, how long have you been doing this for?
We moved in our house last December.
Almost a year then.
Yeah.
Have you ever fallen off?
Yes.
You have.
You didn't hurt yourself though?
No. Not badly, anyway.
No. Then Jimmy and Nate did a thorough analysis of microwaves.
That's analysis of microwaves, in case you didn't get it.
Nigella Lawson was talking about cooking something on one of her recent shows, and she said this.
A bit of milk, which I've warmed in the microwave.
What? Now, the word she was going for there was microwave, but let's have a listen, Nath.
Microwave.
Microwave is what she's gone with. Give us a call right now. How do you say it? Also, if you give us a call, how's this? A voucher to spend at the Cheesecake Shop.
I believe
as
in
well.
That video we were playing, she was making a cake.
She was making mashed potatoes.
Mashed potato, mashed potato.
Let's just go with it, mate.
I knew it was mashed
potatoes. Did you see what he was doing?
Did you know?
I'm so sorry.
Jesus. Mate, the perfect link. I'm like, I think she was making
what?
A
you're
cake.
You're done. Go answer the phones. I saw what Jimmy was trying to do. This is commercial radio. Grace.
Microwave or
microwave.
This is after Nigella Lawson in a new show was talking about using the
microwave
to cook. What was she cooking, Grace?
Mashed potatoes.
Oh, that was your chance to redeem yourself.
That gave you, you know.
She was cooking a cheesecake, obviously, which is why we're giving away a voucher to the Cheesecake Shop. Isn't that right, Grace?
Yeah.
No, it's not right.
No, we reached out to the mashed potato shop of Glenorchy.
Prady's is called. Sam, microwave, microwave, something else?
Microwave, or just say give it a zap. I think that's the most Australian way.
Oh, give it a zap!
That's so right!
That's so true!
Yeah, just give it a zap.
In the microwave.
Why is it every... Sam, I'm
Sam,
sorry.
Sam, can you talk to Grace for us, please?
Yeah.
I think she just needs to pull her head in.
You gotta fight for your right to microwave!
Very good. MP3 producer Grace putting that together. One of the best.
Yeah, it might be the best.
Yeah.
And I had absolutely nothing to do with it. So, Grace, that means that's your job now every week. Don't be so good at your job. Maybe that's why she kept going with the mashed potatoes during the week. Look, Nathan, there could only be one winner, and there was one that stood above the rest. Our cow this week is Sam from Glenorchy.
Sam, welcome, mate.
Hey, bro.
Mate, congratulations. You are our 41st cow. You've scored yourself an exclusive limited edition pair of Jimmy Nath Budgie Smugglers. How do you feel being part of an exclusive club?
Oh, unreal snag. I'll rep them at a beach.
Yeah.
Well, Sam, mate, if you are going to put them on, we need a photo. That's what we'd really appreciate.
Oh, easy.
Yeah, mate, we need love a photo. I also want to appreciate that Sam said an unreal snag. I'll rep him at the beach. God, I love you, Sam from Glenorchy.
Yeah. And Sammy's so right. Give it a zap.
Yeah, that give it a zap, mate.
That's the only way the Jimmy Nath show now will refer to anything that is microwave.
100%. Just improving the lingo of the show, Sam, is what you're doing. Speaking of lingo, we do need you to say something that cows are very known for because you are our...
Oh, just before we get Sam to moo like a cow. Mm. Sam, you got any more feedback for Grace, mate? How do you think she's been this week?
Well, I think she needs up a game come next week, but apart from that, I'll give her like maybe a 7 out of 10.
Okay.
Write
a reply, producer Grace, to
Sam. I'll take 7. That's not bad.
You happy with
that's
that?
It's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? Sam, Jimmy, producer Grace, let's give her all one more opportunity. What was Nigella Lawson cooking, Grace?
A cheesecake.
Oh! Yes! It's like Christmas. All right, Sam, let's end on that. Give us a big old moo, mate, as our 41st cow.
This is for the cows down at Edith Creek.
All right.
Jimmy and Nath.
Want more Jimmy and Nath?
Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.